In these precious verses that we consider this morning, Revelation chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, there's something that our Lord absolutely reveals concerning the fact of His distinguishing love to His own. Our Lord sets forth in verse 19, He says, as many as I love, as many as I love. I do not find in Scripture these words spoken to the world in general. Smile. God loves you. I do not find in all of Holy Writ Almighty God setting forth this statement. The Lord has a plan for you. No, the Lord Himself says, as many as I love, as many as He has everlastingly loved. That's what He said in Jeremiah 3. As many as are the gifts from God the Father, all that the Father giveth me. It's always distinguishing. It's always concerning His elect. For all that He purchased with His blood, that shall surely come to Him. I lay down my life for the sheep, He said. And told the Pharisees when they said, how long are you going to cause us to doubt? Be plain with us. Tell us the truth. He said, I told you the truth. And you believe not, because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Now listen, here's a fact concerning Almighty God and His love. He said, I love my people. As many as I love, as many as He has chosen to show mercy in electing, redeeming, and quickening grace. His people are never left to themselves, whether or not they're going to know Him in regenerating grace. He said, as many as the Father has given me shall come to me. They shall come to me. How many is He going to save? All that the Father has given Him. But concerning those, the many that He loves, He says, I rebuke and I chasten. Now I wanted to be very, for myself and for you, I want to know, Lord, what are You saying? Our Lord is speaking. What are You saying? As many as I love, I rebuke. That is, I tell their faults to them convincingly. I tell them their faults. As many as I love, I talk to them. And I tell them exactly who they are and who I am. I rebuke and I chasten. As many as I love, I chasten, I train them up, and I educate them by discipline. I correct them. As many as I love, I speak to them concerning myself and themselves. And I train them, educate them. But do you know those that he loves, as many as he loves, that he rebukes and chastens? It's never in wrath. It's never in wrath, but in tender mercy. His rebukes, his chastisements to his people are always tempered according to his perfect wisdom and mercy. He always knows exactly how to deal with his people to keep them and to recall them from straying. He's not going to let them go. They're not going to get away. He always knows the exact need of his people. He draws them back to himself. He always instructs them according to divine compassion and mercy, and administers rebuke and chastisement for their good, never for their harm. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I've entitled this message this morning, Be Zealous. That is, be earnest. Be earnest. And repent and think differently. And I began to think on those words, Be Zealous. Repent. Be zealous. It's an attitude. Be zealous. Be zealous. Lord, in what? I can tell you this, be zealous immediately in the means of God's grace. When you pray, it's never if you pray. God's people pray. They seek Him. God's people ask. God's people constantly desire to lift up the brethren. God's people desire earnestly, seeking zealously to ask the Lord's will. Lord, speak to my heart. Lord, guide me, direct me, keep me. Lord, don't let me stray. Be zealous. Be zealous in the means of God's grace. Praying. Reading God's Word. I can't, for myself, for you, I cannot express to us all the absolute need of reading God's Word. I'm telling you, be zealous in seeking Him in the Scriptures. Read, you said, I just don't understand. Ask Him. Lord, I can't tell you as your pastor. I cannot tell you. The times as I would be studying and reading a scripture and take a commentary, take Strong's Concordance, take Vine's word studies and looking, and just something just doesn't seem to bear witness to my heart that this is right. I'll read something that somebody says and I know they're sincere. I don't doubt that a bit, but I'd read that and I think that just doesn't. Lord, help me. Lord, this is your word. Lord, you wrote this. Lord, you moved on the prophets to write these things. You moved on these apostles to write these things. This is your word. Lord, I'm asking. You said I have not because I ask not. Lord, help me. Help me to understand. Lord, help me to see you in these scriptures. Be zealous. As many as I love, I rebuke, I correct them. I tell them. I teach them, instruct them. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Make much of the means of God's grace. The Lord would have never left you to yourself. He would have never left you to yourself had He not meant to do you good. God is not going to leave you. When we think about the zealousness, I mean, desiring, longing, to be spent and to spend ourselves. I was looking at something, and Lord willing, I may preach on this. I was reading something the other day, and I'll kind of give you a little preview into my mindset here. I was reading the other day, whenever Joseph, who was taken in captivity, he brought his dad, Jacob, and his brethren over, and they were now in the land of Egypt. And Joseph brought his brethren in. They came before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh asked them, what do you do? What do you do? And they told him, we're shepherds. I talked to him for a few minutes, and then Joseph brought his dad in, Jacob. And Jacob came before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh asked him, he said, how old are you? How old are you? And that struck me. How old are you? This life is but a vapor. And that scripture has borne to my heart. There's a message there. And I pray the Lord allow me to preach it. Lord willing, I will. How old are you? Be zealous for the time that we have. All the time that's passed is water under the bridge. Be zealous. Make much of prayer. Make much of asking the Lord. You said, well, I don't know exactly what to say. You tell Him that. Read His Scriptures. Be zealous. Search these Scriptures. When you come to these services, take what's been set forth. And you go to the Word of God and read the Scriptures that's been set forth. And ask the Lord's blessing on that. Make much of hearing the gospel. The gospel of free grace. Shun everything else. Shun everything else. But hear the Word of God. Hear God's message preached. All the convicting knowledge of my need to be zealous. Just that convicting. That heart of conviction is an evidence, I'm going to tell you, of His love. Whenever you feel, and every believer does, the Lord was speaking in this particular passage of Scripture. I'll tell you who He's talking to. Verse 14, it says in Revelation 3:14, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. He was writing to the pastor of a church at Laodicea. A church that Paul the Apostle loved and wrote to, fellowshiped with, had much dealings with, that church at Laodicea. And what it was, there was a lukewarmness in their attitude. They had become lukewarm. And whenever the Lord is pleased to speak, and first of all He's going to speak to the pastor of the church and tell the pastor of the church of the need of the pastor for zealousness. Zealousness after Christ. Zealousness after asking. Zealousness after seeking. Zealousness after searching these Scriptures and praying, Lord, bless these words. This is what the Lord's called the pastor to do. And then for the congregation to be careful of lukewarmness. You know what? When you think about being lukewarm, and here our Lord dealing with it to a church, telling them, do you know that hurts? That hurts. It hurts. It hurts here. It hurts inside. When you begin to think of being lukewarm. But I'm telling you, if you feel the convicting power of His Holy Spirit to lukewarmness, be thankful. Be thankful that Almighty God has preciously rebuked and chastised you. That's a sign of His love and affection. Be zealous, therefore. Be excited, what He said, in your heart. Embrace that token of His affection to you. Repent Think differently than you have toward Him. Think differently concerning making much of the means of God's grace. Think differently about it. You that know Him, you think differently about it right now, don't you? You say in your heart, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, will I find it so easy to just not make much of the means of Your grace? As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent. Now verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Now, listen, I can tell you based upon the Word of God that these precious words that are spoken are not spoken to everyone. They're spoken to His people that He loves, that He rebukes, and He chastens. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write. Almighty God is speaking to His people, those whose hearts He breaks and corrects and teaches and instructs. That's who He's talking to. Now you that know Him, you know the tendency that every believer has to wandering, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. That's a fact. That's a fact. And every believer knows the need of being corrected. Lord, oh, don't leave me to myself. Lord, the thought that I would just be able just to go and just don't care anymore and could just walk away and never come back. Lord, but for Your grace, where would I be? Behold, He said, take note of this. I stand at the door and knock. Now I can tell you again, this is not a request for an unregenerate to allow him access into an old deceived heart. He's speaking to the church. He's speaking to His people. When the Lord comes first in power and regenerating grace, let me tell you what He does. Just think about Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, on his high horse, with letters of authority to take all that were of the way, believers, there in Damascus. And Almighty God, in infinite mercy and power and grace, stopped him. A light shone round about him, knocked him off his horse, and he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul said, who are you, Lord? Who are you? I don't even know who you are. He said, I'm Jesus that you're persecuting. It's hard to kick against the pricks. Let me tell you what happens in regenerating grace. Almighty God comes in and takes control. He said, I remove a heart of stone and I give you a heart of flesh, sensitive to Him, sensitive to love Him, sensitive to His voice, sensitive to Him. Almighty God does something that an unregenerate cannot and will not do for himself. Almighty God must give a man a new ear, a new eye, a new heart. God Almighty makes him sensitive. And that regenerated sinner, one saved by the grace of God, now is sensitive to His voice. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And this is not just anybody standing. Now I'm telling you, my friend, if we want to know how Almighty God, our precious Savior, deals with His people, let's listen up. This is Him talking. This is not Marvin's opinion. This is not something that we just contrive up. This is God speaking to His church, to His people. Those that He loves, those that He rebukes, those that He chastens, those who in themselves know what they are, those that feel the struggles within, those that understand something of the war that rages within them. Behold, I stand. I got to thinking about those scriptures the other day, and I wrote down this. This is God Almighty. This is He who has ever stood as the surety of God's people. This is the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. This is He who spoke, and it was. This is the Judge of all the earth, before whom every soul shall stand at the day of judgment. This is the Father's beloved Son. And He says, behold, I stand. The one who is seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. The one who is deserving for all. He's deserving for all to fall down before Him. And what does He say He's doing? He said, I stand at the door and knock. Knock. God Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, the Prince of Peace. Did He say that? Yes, He did. And who is He speaking to? His beloved. His bride. His church. Here is condescending mercy to His people beyond our understanding. Here is love beyond our grasp. Here is the one that knows how to draw His people to Himself. When we speak of Him, I'll be honest with you, I love to speak of Him in power because I know who He is. I love to speak of His sovereignty because He is sovereign. I love to speak of His distinguishing grace because He speaks of His distinguishing grace. I love to speak of Him who does as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. I love to speak of Him that no one stays His hand. No one questions Him. No one does that but what He pleases. I love it. I love knowing that He is able to keep that which He's committed unto me against that day. I love that. I love God's sovereignty. I despise men that speak of God Almighty as an impotent one who desires, who wants to do what he can, but can't unless little puny, nothing, worm man lets him do it. No, sir. No, sir. That's not the way He is. That's not the way it is. He's God. God Almighty. And here is God Almighty setting forth this blessed, personal, intimate relationship with His bride. He says, behold, many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door. The door of her heart. And Knock. Knock. Are His ways truly not our ways? You know, offend me. Offend me. And I, by the grace of God, I'll get over it. I will, but I'm telling you, offend me, and the first thing I want to do is shun you. I'd rather not talk to you right now. Now, I hate to admit that, but that's the way you are too. But here He is. When His own act or react in a way that's according to the dictates of their old nature, sin that's in their members, He lovingly rebukes and chastens. And when they're backward in the maintenance of fellowship with Him, He gently and kindly, lovingly knocks in rebukes and chastisements that brings her back. It's the love of Christ that constrains us. It doesn't drive His people to love Him. It draws them. If any man, He says, "Here's my voice," and open the door, "I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. If any man hear my voice," and his sheep do, because they have ears to hear. And I'll tell you this, they know who's speaking. They know who He is. And they respect Him. They honor Him. They know that He's God Almighty. They know that He holds in His hand the souls of all men. They know that He's going to do as He will. They know that He's got the right to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. They know that. They know He's the potter. They know what He can do, because He's told them what He can do. And then she hears Him knock. If any man hear that sweet voice of the one who said of himself, He said, speaking to His bride in Song of Solomon, He said, "You've ravished me with one of your eyes. Lord, me? Lord, this one who knows something of himself, Lord, that You would look upon me in mercy and compassion and say that I've stolen Your heart." The voice of Him who bore the sin of His people in His own body, made sin for them. The one that shall surely grant to all that overcome, and they overcome only by His power that keeps them from falling. He's able to keep you from falling, and they overcome in Him. We're more than conquerors. In Him who loved us, He's the conqueror. And we know that. He said, "If any man hear my voice and open the door," we willingly, by His power, in regenerating grace, not first, we receive Him. If any man receive Him. That's what John 1:12. We receive Him who received us first. We love Him who first loved us. We come to Him who first came to us in mercy, grace, and compassion. By the grace of God, you'll never hear me say that anything started with us except rebellion. That's what started with us. If any man hear my voice and open the door. We who, you mean, act with such disrespect? Yeah. Lord, You would stand without? Lord, You who possess all? You who has the right by creation to all things, you who have established our relationship, you who conquered me in regenerating power and love and compassion, you, if I hear your voice, let me make sure I read this correctly. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Lord, this breaks my heart. Lord, how arrogant I am by nature. How insensitive I am. Lord, let me repeat the words of Laban to Abraham's servant when Abraham's servant came to find Isaac a wife. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? I'm telling you, there's nothing. And by the grace of God, it's so. There's nothing that breaks a believer's heart like beholding the tender mercy of our God and beholding Him who we know speaks, and it is. And Lord, You would speak to me like this. Lord, You would come to me. How quickly is the heart freshly made willing in the day of His power again and again. You see, I know something about this wretched attitude right here. And you that know Him, you do too. When He says in Song of Solomon 5:2-4, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. And then for me in my heart to say, I've put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I've washed my feet. How shall I defile them? Lord, I know that I just find myself so often just too busy, just too insensitive. But in loving kindness, my beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. How does he draw his people back? Drive them back just in these rebukes. Those that I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Let me tell you something. There's no rebuke and chastisement like him who breaks our heart and draws us to himself. Open the door. I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Oh, how short do we come in describing this fellowship. I don't really know how to speak of it. This is something that is experienced in the heart of a believer. When God breaks their heart, and they know, a believer knows they're at a loss to express it. Somebody says, tell me how you fellowship with the Lord. I can't. I just can't. But I can tell you this. He can break my heart. And He knows how. He knows how to remind me of His love. He reminds me of the fellowship need of union with Him. And I know that when I find myself unfaithful, and I am, and you are too, He is ever faithful. He said, I'll never leave you. I've never deviated from you. There's never been a moment that His heart was not on His people. Loving them. Knowing that He'll cause me to feast in my heart upon Him who is the bread of heaven. Come in, Lord Jesus. Sup with me. Lord, sup with me right now. Lord, by Your grace, allow me right now by your grace and mercy to be zealous. Lord, help me. Help me to think differently. Lord, help me to be zealous to seek you and ask your blessing upon me in the hearing of your gospel right now. Lord, fellowship with me. Lord, keep me, because I know this. Lord, if you don't, I know what'll happen. Lord, if you left it up to me to maintain the fellowship, I know what would happen. There wouldn't be any. Lord, thank you for your loving rebuke. Thank you for your chastisement. Thank you for breaking my heart. Thank you for keeping me by your power, for Christ's sake.